Welcome to the Earth Observatory of Singapore's podcast series, Climate Impact Asia. Today, we're talking with Principal Investigator Benoit Tain from the Earth Observatory of Singapore about early anticipation of volcanic eruption and their potential impact, and his work in recording and listening to the sound of the Earth using an infrasound technology. Understanding the language of volcanoes has never been so important in our changing climate system, where air quality, flight paths, water quality, human health, and agricultural impacts are important to understand, so mitigation plans can be developed and implemented. Just a little background on our speaker today. After receiving BSc and MSc degrees in geosciences from the École Normale Supérieure de Paris, France, Benoit Tain obtained his PhD at the Institut de Physique du Globe de Paris, France. Since July 2012, Benoit Tain has been a principal investigator at the Earth Observatory of Singapore and an assistant professor at the Asian School of the Environment. Here at the Earth Observatory, he's working on innovative programs to analyze data used to monitor volcanoes, including infrasound that records sounds not audible to the human ear, but which could contain critical information on volcanic eruptions, including the size and height of the plume. Working with new technology and new ways to look at the data, Professor Benoit is looking to unravel the meaning of the sound waves relative to better understanding the plume height, depth of activity, size, and scope of the outpouring that will provide communities and businesses like aviation with more certainty and informed details. Welcome, Assistant Professor Benoit Tain. You're a volcanologist, which sounds very exciting, working in an area of the world where there are many volcanoes. Can you tell us about your work and what you actually do?
Thanks, Joy. Hi, my name is Benoit Tain, and with my team, we work at the Earth Observatory of Singapore on monitoring and understanding volcanoes with a focus on Southeast Asia region. With over 991 active or potentially active volcanoes in the region, Southeast Asia is an extremely exciting place to be working in. What we look at here with our research is the best way to be able to monitor and mine the data from volcanoes so we can better forecast events. And when an event is in progress, we aim at monitoring what is actually happening, especially when visibility is very limited, either at night or when the volcanic plume is totally covered in cloud. It is critical to be able to retrieve information while keeping a safe distance from the eruption, so we have had to consider and plan processes and build field equipment to enable us to monitor sites in real time.
You are based in Singapore, so can you tell us a bit about your team?
At the Earth Observatory of Singapore, we have a dedicated office, the Center for Geohazards Observation, where we receive real-time data 24 hours a day from multiple countries in the region. One of the things we are really keen to watch and what we follow are infrasounds. This is an exciting new field in earth science, and we are well positioned in this area for the region.
Infrasounds, they sound interesting. Can you tell us a bit more about them and how you're able to detect them?
Sure. Infrasounds are sounds that we could not hear since they are below human hearing. We cannot hear them, although they contain a lot of information about their environments, including volcanic eruptions in the region. Here, I can play you a sound recording of an infrasound. We increase the speed at which we play it in order for you to hear it. It is really like a new language, an earth language. It is super cool to think that we are listening to an earth-like language. So our challenge now is to better understand the data and information it contains. The idea of recording these infrasounds from Singapore or from a distance, a safe distance from the volcano, is to allow us to extract the key information we need to know about the particular volcanic eruption as it unfolds.
How does remote monitoring benefit your research and the community?
Well, it is not always possible to get close to an erupting volcano or to send a drone or fly a helicopter to try to see what is happening at the crater or to try to determine the height of the ash clouds. Using the data from the infrasound, we have started to be able to gather an evidence-based picture of what is actually happening at the site of the eruption. This technology gives us information about the volcanic activity that is already interacting with the atmosphere. Hence, we are not trying to forecast an eruption, but rather quantify the intensity of this eruption from a safe distance and estimate its potential impacts at different spatial scales. This will then help us to work with locals, communities, and governments to ensure the best safety outcomes during and through the event taking place.
What actually happens when a volcano erupts? And what are the main hazards that need to be addressed?
When a volcano erupts, the main hazard in the region is volcanic ash plumes. Fine inorganic materials, pulverized pieces of rocks, if you wish, going into the Earth's atmosphere. Ideally, you will try to have a visual confirmation of these ash clouds and estimate its height and geographical extent. However, in the Southeast Asia region, the cloud cover is semi-permanent, so any sort of information that we can derive using any other types of measurements than visuals are very important. Infrasound are sounds emitted by the volcano at the time of an eruption, containing information that allows us to estimate the plume height. So, from a safe distance, we can listen to the volcano and retrieve critical eruption characteristics, such as the plume height, without needing to be on the ground in a dangerous situation where one would be close to the erupting volcano. So what we're learning to do now is to use the data to retrieve and be able to see or have a mental picture of what is happening at the volcano. It's a new field of earth science, and I'm very excited to be leading the team working on this here at the Earth Observatory of Singapore.
There are many changes happening around the region, above the Earth and also below the Earth. So how does monitoring infrasound assist those living in the region?
Indeed, the Earth is a dynamic environment, and volcanoes are contained between different layers in this system. Some volcanoes are below the water and can generate tsunamis. Some of them are above the water and can send ash into the atmosphere, which is then transported by the winds in different directions. So, volcanoes are really at the frontier between these different layers, and being able to improve understanding and monitoring of these events is very important. They are changing constantly, so being able to monitor them in real time now, right down the hallway from my office, is an amazing development. This is made possible by new technologies and a deep understanding of data contained in infrasounds.
When was the first infrasound ever recorded, and where?
Amazingly, Southeast Asia is actually the place where the first infrasound ever recorded was generated. It's an interesting story. So, we have to travel back in time to 1883, when Krakatoa volcano erupted and produced a sound that was audible 3,000 kilometers away, and infrasounds were recorded on the other side of the Earth. This is the earliest infrasound we know of. The energy was so intense that it traveled two times around the globe and was recorded in weather stations in Europe thousands of kilometers away. Just imagine being on the other side of the Earth, yet the energy from a distant volcanic eruption is passing by your instruments. You cannot see or hear it, but the scientific tools that we use can sense its presence. Since then, technology has evolved and we can now mine more information out of this infrasound, including the plume height, the duration, as well as the location of the event.
Can you see or feel infrasounds? Are they like a lightning strike or more like a vibration?
Well, when a volcano erupts, and if you were sitting next to it, you would feel the vibration in your body. These are the infrasounds literally passing through you. These infrasounds propagate at the speed of sound. They travel at 340 meters per second, and they can travel thousands of kilometers. Here, in Singapore, we could record a massive volcanic eruption in Alaska, thousands of kilometers away, but it will take a significant amount of time to travel such large distances.
Is this level of information also important for industries such as the aviation industry in Southeast Asia?
Yes, indeed. Our research and the detailed level of information that we can provide now is very important for the aviation industry, as well as for the communities. Volcanic ash can disrupt and affect so many areas of our daily life. such as air quality that impact your health, agriculture that will impact your food, or critical infrastructure that will impact your daily life. Our research is aimed at helping to provide real-time data and information, as well as developing models of when and where the ash will be transported. This will help not only airlines and pilots make aviation travel safer, but also give communities a better chance to mitigate volcanic impact in the region.
How does modeling ash transport assist first responders and community leaders?
Well, having the characteristic of an eruption is critical to model where the ash is going, and modeling where the ash is going is critical for assessing the impact of the ash on population, critical infrastructures, as well as the aviation industry. Many major transportation hubs are located in the region, such as Singapore, Kuala Lumpur, Jakarta, Manila, and many others in the region. And it is critical for their operation that they have access to real-time accurate data so that they can operate safely. For example, in 1991, a couple of days after the eruption of Mount Pinatubo in the Philippines, more than 2,400 kilometers away, we saw volcanic ash on the ground in Singapore. It was just a dusty layer of ash, but this dusty layer could have a huge impact on current modern infrastructures. If ash were to get into jet engine of a plane, it might physically damage it, true, but it could also partly melt and become sticky enough to remain within the engine. It can be blocking critical sensors that cannot provide accurate information about the state of the engine, making it to stop. By knowing, with a good level of confidence, where the ash is, plans could be rerouted to a safer path. This is what we're aiming for with our research, to provide accurate information about an eruption, so that its impacts can be modeled with a high level of confidence.
Southeast Asia is such an interesting location for your field of research. So, how would you summarize your research work?
Here, at the Earth Observatory of Singapore, we are mainly concentrating on the Southeast Asia region, which is home to a huge number of active volcanoes, matched by a growing population. Our goal is to understand this complex system with a scientific perspective, so we can communicate the information to people making decisions about how the population can live and develop infrastructure that will be sustainable in the context of our dynamic planet.
Thank you to Assistant Professor Benoit Tain from the Earth Observatory of Singapore for sharing his breakthrough on infrasound technology around volcanic eruptions and how their contribution will significantly improve the outcomes for all people living in Southeast Asia. If you want to follow his scientific research, please go to the Earth Observatory of Singapore website and look up Assistant Professor Benoit Tain. Still to come in this series, coastal hazards and tsunamis, food security and sea level rise. You can also catch Climate Impact Asia in the documentary series coming soon on CuriosityStream.